Well, emerging markets proved somewhat resilient last year, recouping the losses from March's global crash to end the year in positive territory. And this momentum has continued into 2021, with sentiment improving as COVID-19 vaccines are rolled out. Joining me now to discuss the outlook in further detail is Tilman Kolb from UBS. Thanks so much, Tilman, for your time this evening. So like I say, we've got emerging markets and that MSCI index up more than 54%, and that from the low point that was hit in March last year. How much of this upward movement that we are seeing warranted in your books, and are you riding the wave?
Yes, so we think that obviously emerging markets had quite a good run. We would expect this run to continue into 2021. Basically, three pillars are contributing to further performance: the accelerating and broadening economic recovery that we expect for this year, yield remaining scarce and emerging markets still having yield on offer, and remaining pockets of undervaluation also being sought after investors. So we would expect emerging markets to indeed continue the rally.
You highlight some of the factors that are motivating investors towards higher returns of riskier assets. We've got vaccine rollouts, the prospect of improved economic activity, unprecedented stimulus as well, but highlighting as well valuations there. All of that considered, how much valuation appeal are we looking at?
I think this is a little bit depending on which sector especially we are looking at in emerging markets. Some, like the more IT-focused names, have already improved quite a bit. But there are larger parts, especially with regards to the more cyclical parts of the economy, materials, for example, or also financials, that still are lagging quite a bit. Specifically with regards to regions, we think that Latin America, which boasts some of the overweights in these sectors, has quite an appeal. It has lagged the broad emerging markets, for example, by 30% last year. That is something that we would expect to at least shrink going forward and return a better performance than the overall market.
Tilman, while for the most part, we've got the markets factoring in this potential cyclical upside, it's hard to ignore the prospect of negative virus news, be it mutations, issues on vaccines, rollouts, and the prospect of fresh restrictions as well, especially with so many emerging markets appearing to be at the back of the queue. How much of the risk factor are you taking into consideration here?
I think that a lot of good news have been priced over the past months already, and absolutely there are quite some risks ahead. You mentioned new strains appearing from the coronavirus. That is one of the big risks. But how we think about this is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and even though we have now temporary again some setbacks with regards to the pandemic accelerating again a bit, we are moving closer towards this light. Yeah. And at one point we will have a situation where more and more economies will see that renewed lockdowns or prolonged lockdowns will not be necessary anymore again, because vaccination campaigns have been rolled out, and that should also be one of the best moments for emerging markets that we expect.
Tilman, before I let you go, with that light at the end of the tunnel, of course, comes the risk of the early rollback of fiscal and monetary stimulus, which has sustained markets over the past year. How much does that potentially hit?
The continued accommodative policies by basically global fiscal and monetary policy are very important. Of course, there are no easy choices going forward, especially with regards to fiscal policy. A lot of countries, also in the emerging market space, will have to deal with more debt and need to implement some austerity going forward. But at least in the first half of this year, we don't expect this to happen. And on the monetary policy side, the commitments, in our view, by the Federal Reserve, by the European Central Bank, to keep monetary policy accommodative remain or sound very, very credible, and we wouldn't expect a monetary policy to be rolled back into a more hawkish setting over the coming months either. So a supportive backdrop overall.
Tilman, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Tilman Kolb from UBS.